Well, Arlen, as we look what's happening market-wise today, I love it. You said ebb and flow, and boy, if that isn't a perfect description of how we need to look at these markets during harvest.
Absolutely, and the markets never go or rarely go in one direction constantly, and neither does the news flow, and it will vary from day to day what the trade chooses to focus on. I think to really look at the stronger prices we have today, we have to look at the broader picture, and that is that we have the dollar trading near significant long-term resistance. Yes, it is at four-year highs, but it's at significant resistance, and we have some in the trade who are saying the commodity sector is getting undervalued at the current time, and so I think this is probably a time when they are anticipating that the dollar may be topping out short-term, and so they want to be in there to buy the broader commodity sector, and that is helping give a correction to oversold corn and soybean and wheat prices. Wheat has a little bit more fundamental support underneath of it. U.S. wheat is well priced at these levels, so you can justify that. When you look at corn and soybeans, it would appear they still have a lot of harvest pressure in front of them. The question is this long-term? Are we changing the dynamics of the marketplace, or is this a short-term consolidation correction in the broader market dynamics? And I think one of the things that concerns me is the fact that the euro, which tends to go in the opposite directions of the dollar, still has a lot of problems. Economic data out of Europe continues to be a problem of concern. And with the Russian-Ukraine conflict impacting Europe's economy much more than ours, that's probably going to continue, let alone some of the other systemic problems in Europe's economy. So if the euro continues to fall, that eventually, I think, will push the dollar higher. And once again, when the funds like to be short or sold the commodity sector when the dollar is rallying. So you've combined that together with the bulk of the harvest pressure still ahead of us and likely higher yield estimates. And I see this as more of a short-term correction and oversold market than I do a bottoming action. It just the timing isn't right for a bottoming action in corn and soybeans right now.
When it comes to the differing yield numbers and the way these prices have been, I think patience has to be a virtue as well, because I know they're talking, because of this weather, some disease issues coming out of the state of Illinois.
Yeah, and there's been a lot more talk about disease, both in the corn and in the soybeans. However, we have clients in 13 states, and obviously being our head office in Peoria, Illinois, we have a higher concentration in Illinois is one of the states where we have a lot more clients, and so we're getting a lot of harvest results, and even where the disease is present, we're still seeing yields that are exceeding expectations, exceeding historical levels, and very impressive yields. So we're very concerned about just how high the national yield could end up going. We know there's a lot more problems as you come west into Kansas and Nebraska. We certainly are aware of some of the yield problems in those states. Unfortunately, production further to the east looks to really overwhelm the problems that we have in the plains.